I just think it's exciting, ladies and gentlemen. I do. You've got a president of the United States candidate right here in North Dakota. That's right. The governor of the state of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, has decided to throw his name into the hat. Now, is he getting all the national attention that others are getting? No. No. Is he known across the country the same way many of the people that are running are? No, he's not. But you know what? All that can change. All of that can change, and keep that in mind. It can. It can if it's done right. If the campaign is done right. If it's run right. Right? Burgum's got the money. He's got the money to make sure his name gets out there. He's got the connections, whether it's oil, gas, whatever it is. He's got players in the tech world. I mean, Bill Gates and him talk. Okay? So between the tech world and the oil and gas world, money isn't going to be the issue with Doug Burgum. Between his wallet, money isn't going to be the issue with Doug Burgum. And that's a huge advantage to have over some people. What he doesn't have is a national personality yet. And so there's mistakes that I believe were made yesterday at his big announcement. There were some good things out of that announcement that you look at and say, well, that was well thought of. That was done the way that I would have wanted it done. But there are some things that if he's paying some big time New York, DC type consultant, that you have to be left scratching your head. Now, he switched the announcement of it to 10:30. Well, I'm on the radio at 10:30, so I couldn't be there the way that I had planned to be there. And so Tyler Axis from Afternoons Live, who was going to be there the whole time, was there. And I'm counting on him for what was happening behind the scenes. And I asked him to pop into the studio today. Tyler, good to have you back on News and Views.
Yeah, it's good to be back on. Yeah, it was a lively event. There was high expectations going in. I mean, there was all the rumblings of 5,000 people going to show up. There was a big monitors outside, and that didn't pan out. But, it really had that feeling of, a small town reunion, right? You have your annual get-togethers, you have your street dance, you have this, everybody knows everybody. It had that feel. Did that get portrayed over some of the national media that didn't really, pan that out after just carrying the announcement live? Probably not. But being in there was exciting. You mentioned it, just having one of us say, look, I'm going to put my name out there and go after this, whether it's going to be $30, $40, $50 million of my own money. It's something that I think we can celebrate.
There are some things that you look at, and like what you just mentioned, I thought of something I noticed, which the feel was that he was running for a political office in North Dakota, and he already has that. He's governor of the state of North Dakota. He doesn't need to run for office in North Dakota. He's running for a national office, so he should be speaking to a national audience. And the feel that you had, the perfect example to me, is you bring people in for basically 2 hours plus. They're on their feet in a hot environment. They're going to start tipping over. Yeah. And that happened yesterday. Three, four people fainted?
Well, I know we all witnessed the one that was behind the first lady when she was speaking. And hoping that, of course, that everything panned out to that that individual as well. I did see that they were able to escort her out to the hallway where a chair was, and there was water out there. And they were trying to hand out water because it was hotter than the blazes there. I'm to that point now where I have to wear maybe a suit once or every other year. Yeah. And sometimes, because you're not going to go out buy a new one, so you don't know if it's exactly going to fit.
Right.
It was pretty snug when I got there after how hot it was being in a sauna. It felt like I had some room after the fact.
Like, it better be a funeral or it's going
to
be mine.
But to your to your point, though, of there was no need to have it be over 2.5 hours where some of us were standing in there, because you put out a week before a 3 minute, 30 second some odd video that told that story that was repeated four different times on that stage.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessary to draw it out, I think, as long as was, especially when you're thinking about that this is supposed to be for a national audience. Everybody in that room knew the story aside from ABC, CNN, Reuters, all those national outlets. Everybody else knew that story.
Yeah.
And then we heard it four different times.
Right.
Get the first lady
thus
on there.
He's running, are you running for? It's that national media you're trying to connect with.
And so if you're going to ask, was that accomplished yesterday? No, it wasn't. because you saw it. And I mentioned this when the announcement was coming out that, okay, Wednesday there's going to be a big announcement. Mm-hmm. Well, Chris Christie says, well, Tuesday night, you know, and I'm going to have my big announcement. So I said, that's going to move Doug Bergman to page two. Then when Mike Pence comes out, said, yeah, next Wednesday, I'm also going to make a little announcement.
Now he's on page three.
No, you're the last line of, and also running is North Dakota Governor Doug Bergman. We heard that almost immediately from even our national affiliates here when they were doing some updates. But, you know, I mean, had it been the first lady gets up, and I thought she did a great job of trying you know, to have that narrative be, you know what, it's been strong women that have molded Doug Burgum. I thought she came out there, did a strong job of accomplishing that. And of course, you're going to have the backdrop of some things he signed this session that are probably not, you know, in favor of women. And that's what the Democrats already have come out pointing out. But had it started...
No, but her speech, albeit obviously I disagree with whether or not he supported women's rights, but her speech came off as the best speech of the day for me.
Yeah.
It did.
I think it wasn't screaming, it wasn't
hollering. It was just casual.
Doug accomplished some things. I know we're going to get into that too. But had it started with the first lady giving that speech, that she did a good job of painting that picture of what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And then went into Doug, it could have been a 30-minute ordeal.
Right.
Instead of a 2-hour, 30-minute situation. Now, of course, that just, it was unnecessary to be the length that it was.
But that's kind of my point about, it seemed as though he's running for something in North Dakota, because you don't got to whoop the crowd up, because the crowd's there for you.
Right.
You know you have the crowd. And so he begins with, you know, the fact that he's got this employee, and the employee gets up there and starts, you know, trying to fire up a crowd that's already fired up, or hopefully. Then you've got the lieutenant governor coming out doing the Pledge of Allegiance, which
pulled a short straw.
Yeah. Did that look incredibly uncomfortable?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you're thinking about, okay, let's take this for a walk here, because we've got term limits now, which I'm going to point out, Doug Burgum did not accomplish term limits like he claimed in his speech. That was the citizen-led group that had claims of all this fraud. Well, it got done. He's going to be vacating that spot here in the next few years. You appoint Tammy Miller to be the lieutenant governor, because obviously she's got ambitions to be the governor someday. Now, Kelly Armstrong, Drew Wrigley, there's a whole, but you're looking to look, okay, we gave you this opportunity. We want to have you shine.
Yeah.
Get up there, give the Pledge of Allegiance, turn around and get off as quickly as you can, because we got to keep the show rolling here.
No, he didn't turn around and go, let's go, Doug. You know, no.
Yeah.
It was, and then, you know, you've got the Star Spangled Banner, which, you bet, rock and roll, sounded great job. But then he goes into Fraternity Brothers. Uh-huh. And, you know, you've got people tipping over because of the heat in the room. And I'm sorry, but it wasn't a fraternity party. I mean, this was speaking to the national media. And that was never going to connect. Any consultant in the world knew that they were there to hear him say, I'm Doug Burgum and I'm running for president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's why they're there. And so leading up to that for that long, here's my biggest criticism. Why did they put him in a suit and tie? Doug Burgum, the image that I have of Doug Burgum, and I think he's done a good job of building this political image, I do, is not with a tie on. And it's not it's with jeans on. The shirt, blazer, that type of thing.
You know, you got kicked off the house floor.
Al Carlson kicked him out of the house because he didn't have a tie on.
You know, wearing blue jeans.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I was sticking up for Doug. I was like, way to go, Doug. You know, this whole, and millennials, okay, your generation. How many people that are your generation are wearing a tie to work?
Not very many.
Even the ones that work at a bank don't wear a tie to work anymore.
I was in the banking industry at the wrong time. I don't know what the drawing line is for when the suit and tie comes on, and then when the chaps come on. Is it the Cass County line? Well, if he's east of Castleton, okay, we better pop the tie on. Because I think you're right as far as the look of it, because you had this well-done production of a video that came out the week before that really wanted to depict you as that small town and rancher, right, where you're going to have the chaps on, you're going to be mending a fence for all the symbolism that's going on there. And then when he gave this remark saying, I'm in, you looked a lot like that politician.
Exactly. You looked like you were dressed just like Donald Trump would dress, and you're trying to separate. And I know, folks, this sounds like a small, petty little thing. I get it, and many of you believe it, and I totally respect your opinion on this. What I'm trying to say is the national media was in town. You get a chance to finally teach them who you are, right? That you finally get a chance to show the national media that we're saying, Doug who, now this is who I am. That isn't my image of who he is. My image of who he is a man in jeans, you know, dressed casual, formal type thing. And I just, when he came out in that suit and tie, I was like, doggone it, you guys, this, you're portraying him as this businessman. And that's not the guy I want them to do. Hang on, Tyler. Joel Heitkamp, Tyler Axness in studio, getting a chance to talk about Doug Burgum's big announcement yesterday and how it played out on a national scale. Tyler, you were there. Yeah. You saw it. You got to see the kind of behind the scenes. We were talking about just the little mechanical things that stuck out. Did you get a chance to talk with any of the national media?
There was something, and I do think this was a compliment. To my left was ABC, to my right was CNN, and ABC made the comment while I was visiting with them after the fact, saying, well, this is something we haven't heard from a Republican candidate in like 7 years. And what that meant was the meat and potatoes of this. You know, this wasn't a person coming out trying to throw mud at other candidates. Wasn't, you know, all the, you know, bombastic type approach. It was, look, we need energy, the economy, and national security. And really sticking with those themes. Now, I said this yesterday, and I hope people are listening closely, because Doug Burgum's betting on boring. And what I mean by that is he's expecting a base to accept politics going back to being boring, of actually talking about substance when it comes to these things, instead of just waiting for that.
That's a compliment.
I meant it as a compliment, and I hope people actually listen to it this time, because yesterday everybody was like, God, you're so rude. No, the boring part of not going in and having a bumper sticker slogan that the crowd's just waiting for you to say so they can say it along with you, so then they can go buy your merchandise and have that be their whole personality.
Right.
Because that's what some of these other candidates have done successfully. I don't know that the base is there. I hope for all of our sake they get there. Because, you know what, I hope Doug Burgum advances in the Republican primary. I think it would be good not only for the state, but for the country. If he were able to go out there and actually talk about these things, provide his ideas, whether we agree or not, I think that's healthy for us. I just don't think that base is ready to get there yet.
I got a text message in, Tyler. This is from the same phone number we always see that loves us so much. He's the one that texts in all the time supporting Vladimir Putin. But he said, I can't believe your criticism about Burgum's suit yesterday. If he'd have wore jeans, you would have been going nuts with criticism for him today. That's not true. In fact, before the event, I said, make sure you present yourself as Doug Burgum, the Doug Burgum we all know. And I even mentioned, wear your jeans, you know. And you're sitting there, and folks going, wow, Joel, it's not that big a deal. I tell you what, in a national scale, how you want them writing about you, that would have made this story.
Politics is about perception. And they put a lot of time to give that perception that you're wearing Carhartts and chaps out riding horseback, which is something that he's done. And if that's what you wanted in your video, that first introduction to be, then why not follow through with that?
Somebody says, I can't disagree with you more on Burgum wearing jeans for such an important occasion. It would have made him look clueless and disrespectful of the office. That is more of a legitimate debate point to me. Somebody said, national media reporting the Republican Party presidential candidates grew by one yesterday. And it wasn't Burgum. Did you track it this morning? Did he get the attention nationally?
No, he didn't. And some of that's what outside of his, ability to do much about. When you have a former vice president who was having chants saying, hang Mike Pence, now running against the former guy that incited that crowd, it's going to be tough to break through that bubble. The timing, the scheduling of it fell as poorly as it possibly could for Doug Burgum to actually make that splash yesterday. Again, having that boring approach to politics, which again is a compliment if you actually listen to what I'm saying here, meaning that, hey, we're talking about infrastructure, we're talking about energy. It's not that sexy headline grabbing thing that he's not out looking to do, but that's what is necessary in politics these days.
I also didn't see a lot of kids there yesterday. You know, I didn't. I was hoping to see more of that next generation, people with kids kind of a thing. The crowd around, you know, that you saw, of course, a lot of the VIPs that before him were old. We're going to.
Yeah. There was a
Ed
lot of.
Schaefer's like, gee, thanks, Joel. You're going to talk to me next.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
I'm old, so don't.
A lot of state employees, too, that I don't know if there was vacation days or if they were getting taxpayer money to go campaign, but that's a different conversation.
We'll get a chance to visit with Ed about that. And Ed, I saw him in the crowd. I saw how excited he was. I saw the smiles, and it was like a reunion. My point, ladies and gentlemen, as somebody who's excited about this race, wants to cover this race, wants to make sure that Doug Burgum is noticed nationally, every chance we can, we want to help with that. I just think there's things that could have been done better. That's my point.